In 1771, 16-year-old Simon Kenton fled his Virginia home, believing he had killed a man in a fight over a woman. Adopting the alias Simon Butler, he plunged into the vast wilderness beyond the Appalachians, a world of breathtaking beauty and unforgiving danger. Meanwhile, in Shawnee territory, a remarkable child named Tecumseh was born as a meteor streaked across the night sky, a powerful omen for the boy destined to become the greatest Native American leader of his time. The American frontier in the late 18th century was not merely a geographical boundary, but a complex zone where cultures collided and identities were forged in fire. Dense forests stretched endlessly westward, home to abundant wildlife and native peoples who had inhabited these lands for generations. For European settlers pushing into this territory, the wilderness represented both opportunity and peril, a chance for a new life, but at tremendous risk. The collision between Native American and European cultures was already creating figures who straddled both worlds. Marmaduke Van Swearingen, captured by Shawnees, willingly adopted their ways and rose to become the war chief Blue Jacket. His transformation represented one path of cultural exchange, while most interactions between settlers and tribes were marked by misunderstanding and violence, like the murder of Chief Logan's family that transformed a friend of whites into an implacable enemy who vowed vengeance. Frontier life existed under constant threat of capture, creating unexpected cultural exchanges. Simon Kenton's 1778 captivity exemplifies this reality. After stealing Shawnee horses, Kenton was captured while his companion was killed and scalped. His captors recognized him as Bodler, the frontiersman whose aim never missed. Kenton endured brutal treatment, tied spread-eagled overnight amid insects, then bound backward on an unbroken horse, whipped through forest obstacles. At Chillicothe, he faced the gauntlet, a quarter-mile line of 400 people who beat him unconscious with clubs. Condemned to death and painted black, Kenton was saved by Simon Girty, a white man adopted by Senecas who recognized his old friend. Girty's plea and King Malunta's mercy spared his life. These captivity experiences created vital cultural intermediaries. Girty later sided with British Indian allies, becoming a renegade to Americans. Tecumseh gained English fluency through his friendship with captive Stephen Ruddle, enabling him to navigate both worlds and articulate native grievances effectively. While coastal Americans fought Britain for independence, frontier settlers battled British-allied native tribes opposing colonial expansion. The Ohio Country became a critical battlefield where individual courage often determined outcomes. George Rogers Clark emerged as the Western theater's most important American commander. In 1778, with just 175 men, he captured the British outposts of Kaskaskia and Cahokia bloodlessly, then seized Vincennes after marching through frozen swamps. This campaign secured the vast territory between the Ohio River and Great Lakes for Virginia. Simon Kenton, Clark's chief scout, demonstrated exceptional woodcraft and stealth. His intelligence gathering proved invaluable, prompting Clark to remark, "Simon Butler, you're either the bravest man or the biggest fool on the frontier." For the Shawnee, the war brought tragedy. At Fort Randolph, Chief Cornstalk, his son, and Sub-Chief Red Hawk were murdered under a flag of truce, while young Tecumseh suffered when his father died at the Battle of Point Pleasant. Following American independence, conflict erupted in the Ohio Territory as settlers pushed west and native tribes defended their lands in the Northwest Indian War. Under Little Turtle, Miami, and Blue Jacket, Shawnee, native forces achieved stunning victories. They ambushed General Harmer in 1790, inflicting 109 American casualties. In 1791, they dealt an even greater blow to General St. Clair. 632 of his 920 soldiers were killed and 264 wounded, marking the worst defeat Native Americans ever inflicted on U.S. forces. President Washington appointed Anthony Wayne, whose trained legion defeated the Indian Confederacy at the Battle of Fallen Timbers in 1794, while nearby British forces abandoned their native allies. The Treaty of Greenville, 1795, established a boundary between native and white territories, with the United States claiming about 25,000 square miles. Though declared permanent, many warriors knew this peace would eventually crumble as white settlement expanded. From defeat emerged Tecumseh, who refused to attend the Greenville negotiations and instead envisioned unifying all native tribes into a confederacy to halt American expansion. Tecumseh developed a pan-Indian philosophy, arguing that land belonged to all Indians collectively. No single tribe could cede territory without universal consent. This directly challenged America's divide-and-conquer land acquisition strategy. Handsome, eloquent, and courageous, Tecumseh earned respect across tribes. His opposition to torture demonstrated moral authority that impressed even enemies. His vision included cultural revival, urging Indians to return to traditional ways by rejecting European goods and alcohol, which he viewed as deliberately introduced poison. Tecumseh's message gained powerful amplification through his brother Tenskwatawa, whose accurate prediction of a solar eclipse 50 days in advance cemented his reputation as a prophet. The fragile alliance between Tecumseh's Confederacy and American authorities collapsed in 1811 during Tecumseh's southern recruitment journey. Tenskwatawa ignored instructions for peace, recklessly sending emissaries to Governor Harrison while secretly planning an attack and promising his followers bullet immunity. The Battle of Tippecanoe destroyed the prophet's credibility and crippled Tecumseh's Confederacy. Upon return, Tecumseh furiously confronted his brother, declaring him dishonored, no longer his brother, Shawnee, or even a man. Despite this setback, Tecumseh's predicted great sign manifested on December 16, 1811, when the New Madrid earthquake struck, drawing many warriors to his cause. When the War of 1812 erupted, Tecumseh allied with British forces, contributing to several victories, including Detroit's capture. The tide turned after Commodore Perry gained control of Lake Erie in 1813, severing British supply lines. Disgusted by General Proctor's retreats, Tecumseh delivered a scathing speech comparing him to a frightened dog. Leaving burning Fort Malden, Tecumseh told his companions, "My brothers, I feel well assured that we shall never return." The Battle of the Thames on October 5, 1813, marked the end of an era when Colonel Richard Johnson killed Tecumseh, collapsing the last significant Native American Confederacy in the Old Northwest. For Simon Kenton, who witnessed the entire frontier saga, the transformation was bittersweet. By the 1830s, his wilderness had been settled. Despite earning extensive land claims, his lack of formal education led to property losses through legal complications and swindlers. In his later years, Kenton underwent a spiritual conversion at a Methodist camp meeting. After confessing his sins, the aging frontiersman abandoned his lifelong rifle for a staff, a transformation few expected from the legendary Indian fighter. The native peoples faced devastating changes. The proud Shawnee Nation was reduced to reservations, mostly relocated west of the Mississippi. Yet from Tecumseh's burial came their sacred tradition. Tecumseh will return, bringing Nakutefanwi-Udawa, one town of towns, ending tribal strife. Kenton died on April 29, 1836, at 81. His final words, "I have fought the last battle, and it has been the hardest of them all."